COVID-19 has completely changed life as we know it. With the long-awaited Tokyo Olympic Games coming up in July, we're seeing the way that policies and rules are adapting to the current climate. Yet do we know the effects that this is having on the athletes themselves? Sarah Dane Sasson has this story.
With the Games commencing so soon, our Australian athletes are rising to the challenge and masking the fear of the pandemic with golden armour, something that they wish to be bringing home with them also. Nabil Hatoum, Olympic swimmer representing Palestine, explains.
The biggest effect was last year in March when we had the significant lockdowns and when the whole Olympics in 2020 was delayed. And that had a big effect on training, obviously. So I had to take a big break. I was, booked into going in 2020 and we qualified, and that got cancelled and we had to re-qualify this year. So that was quite difficult.
Do you have any concerns about policy changing before the Games begin?
I'm wondering what the policy is going to be with quarantining on the way back, because we're going to have a lot of Australians going overseas. Are people going to be allowed to have quarantine at home, or if they're vaccinated, are quarantine restrictions going to be reduced? Those are just questions that I guess we'll have answered soon.
You've spoken about travel. I assume there would have been integration of the vaccine in your preparation?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm fully vaccinated.
Did you see any side effects?
After the first shot, no. After the second shot, I had a mild fever. However, it's nothing to worry about. I think it's very safe and everyone should be taking it as soon as they can.
What about the policy that the crowds can't cheer? What are your thoughts on that?
Look, in previous competitions I've been to, you don't really hear the crowd a lot. In general, though, generally the crowd cheers for, their home athletes and people cheer for people from their country. So since we're not going to have much travel anyway, even if there was cheering, I suspect that cheering would be directed towards Japan's athletes anyway.
Whilst the pandemic has caused stress amongst athletes, there are some who have found the light in these circumstances.
My name is Benjiri Boya and I'm a 400-metre sprinter. I'm not going to lie, the first time it hit back in 2020, I was actually good. Like, I was training good, training better maybe, because I just recently moved to my new coach, John Quinn. So the fact that I got that extra year of training in, I was quite happy. Sydney's kind of going through that kind of phase right now where there are lockdowns. And, yeah, I'm locked in Queensland now, which is not a bad thing because I'm at the track right now. It's quite funny.
Do you feel like all of this has taken a toll on your enthusiasm and mental preparation?
I'll say no. I've kind of learned how to deal with things as I am maturing and getting older. Although mentally, yes, you do want a coach watching you. There's Emma here who takes our videos, sends it back to our coaches. So it's been quite great. There are some concerns of, can I get COVID in the Games? All these little concerns, but it doesn't overweigh the positive notes I have with the Games.
You mentioned getting COVID. Have you had any of the vaccines?
Yes, and the first one hit me quite hard. It went from hurting on my left arm to my neck the next day to my other arm that I didn't get injected on. And then it kind of went after 4 days. I don't know if this is true, but the guys are not really... On the first one, the guys didn't really take the vaccine as much as the girls did. We had quite effects on it. The second one, none of the girls kind of got the reactions, but the guys did. I've always said this. I think the fact that you have a crowd at home cheering you on, that's all that really matters. I think we just got to roll with it, and it's nothing we can really change about it.
Sarah Dane Sasson there, ending that report.